In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Actually, when they told me about we have to talk, Abuna Victor had to come here today, but we changed the schedule. And I have to prepare about the monasticism and how to live the monasticism in our life. And I have an experience with my friend in first. I will share this experience. I had my best friend, like we lived more than like maybe 10, 15 years altogether. And he was a doctor. And he finished his school and everything. And he was working very good. And he has, everything was well, very well. And I was abroad from Egypt at this time, and suddenly I receive a message from a servant from my church. He told me, you know, Arseni in now he's in a monastery. I told him, okay. Usually he go for a retreat. That I have no problem with this. Now then he answered no. He's in the monastery. And I was shocked. And I was shocked because I had no experience or I had no knowledge about his desire. And I don't know why he changed his mind suddenly, or he thought about this from a long time. At this time, I didn't know. And I was surprised. I need to finish my work as fast as I can, and I need to go back to Egypt. I need to talk to him. And when I saw him in the monastery, my first question, why? And how? Why you decide this? And how, from when you decide this? Then he replied with a lot of answers, and we will go through his answers through this presentation and this topic today. Actually, first things, it's the monasticism, the key element. I will mix between both. You'll see in the topic, mix it between the monasticism life and in the monastery and how we practice this in my life. We will see the mix in between. Then the first key, like it's a call to live an unconditional response to the love of Jesus Christ. That's why the first answer I received from my friend, who is Arseni, he told me, I love God a lot. And I was shocked because, okay, you love Jesus Christ and I love him also too. Then what's the difference between you and me? And why you have to decide to go to the monastery? He told me, no, my desire is more than I live in the world. My desire is to live with him all the time. And when, after my ordination, he sent me a message from the monastery. He told me exactly, now you have to love Jesus Christ more than before. And love the people more than before. The first key element of the monastic life is to have the desire to live with Jesus Christ all the time. He need only someone like need to like love God more than anyone. And for sure it's a separation from worldly activities, because he needs anybody needs to live with Jesus Christ, he has to be out of the world. But how to practice this in all my life? You mean if you talk about the monks, but how I can do it? How I can be outside of the world? I am a small molecule from the world, and I have to live in the world. But we are different. I have to live in the world, but I am different. I can't live as the same as they are. And we'll explain this after, for example, and this is, it's a normal example. You know, when we have my soul, and my body, it's represented as an eagle, a peg. An eagle and a peg. If you give, for example, everything to the peg, like food, do everything, your lusts, the peg will be very heavy and he will drag the eagle down. And indifferent and in the opposite. If you stop to give the food to the peg, the eagle will be very strong and maybe he will drag the peg up. And this is a difference. That's why go after fasting. You'll see if you fast in the right way. If you fast in the right way, the fasting is not only because I have to stop food. No, I have to stop food because it is, okay, it's one, help me, one element to help me, for example, to go or to, we can say, to grow spiritually. It's a small element. Another thing that I have to grow spiritually during the fast by doing more prayers, by doing, for example, to attend more the liturgies. I have to open more the Bible. Then a key element that I need to go outside the Word. In North America, we have a lot of cultures. We have a lot, but it's different than what I receive in my Bible. Then I have to go outside the Word. This is another element. Another point is a desire to do what is pleasing to God and to continually pray. How I can continue my prayers? And we talked this before when we were together in the Chalet de Rocher. You know what happened when we talk, Abu Nanto, talk about the prayer, and I talked before in the first topic about how to meet God. We said exactly. How to meet God? I meet God every single second when I, for example, if I talk to somebody, I meet God. Maybe he will tell me something. Maybe I see something else, something different in his face or whatever, then he's talking to me. Or I'm talking, for example, if I'm open, just open my eye and I have to pray to God, I have to open, okay, good morning, my Father. I'm talking to him. When I open the Bible, when I read the Bible, I try to search where is God exactly. And what's the message I got it from him? This is I meet God. Then I'm here. I desire to do what's pleasing to God, but I need to pray continually. I need to pray. I need to talk to him. However, if I'm playing basketball or soccer or whatever, I'm playing because I enjoy my time. But at least I know very well what is controlling me. I play and I'm enjoying everything. I can, for example, tell any bad words from my mouth. Then this is one also, the way of life. There is the monks, the way of life, they have 4 points. One is the celibacy, to become the bride of Christ, because he don't want to go, for example, to marry or whatever. The poverty, detachment from the worldly demands, to be poor by himself. He need to go, and that, as St. Anthony's made before, he sold everything. He sold everything from him, and he went to the wilderness. The service, practice the love of the neighbor, and the obedience to do the will of God. Can I do the 4 points in my life? Come on, tell me. Can I practice the 4 points in my life? And how? That's first point. The celibate becoming the bride of Christ. How? Okay, everybody will go to marry. I need to choose, for example, my wife and a girl, and I will be very happy with her. Okay, but how you tell me to be like this? To fulfill the celibacy, become the bride of Christ. How? somewhat edgy. Okay. Our age now, I'm not talking about now, for example, the future. If we are going now outside, okay, we have a boyfriend and we have girlfriend and we can do anything, we can do sex also together and we can do everything. This is not what we have to do. Which is exactly in the Bible, it's not written like this. And if I'm going now to the university, I will see everything now, it's available. I can't do anything. But now, no, I have to follow what Jesus Christ said to me. I have to give my body to Him. Until we have, it's another level in my life. That's why it's not allowed that we do anything like this, because we have to give my body to Jesus Christ for the poverty. I know very well that there is, for example, when we will go to Egypt by the next trip, who will coming with us, he will see if we can say the poor people. No, it's under the level of the poor people. Then if I have this level, like, not emotions, but I know there is a lot of people need help. At least from, I saw this, I will tell you a story happened like last time when I went to Egypt. I fill my car with the gas in gas station, okay, by gas, and I want, there is like, it's cold, and someone is very poor man, he will like go to, for example, to take a money from anybody in the gas station, and really he would like has no clothes, nothing, and it's very too cold. And when I'm really like I give him like some money, that's it, and I will like was like proud from myself, oh my God, I give him some money. And I saw something very strange. There is a truck, and this guy drives a truck, and he stopped in the gas station. And I saw the cross inside the truck. And this man go outside the truck, and he went to this guy, and he was talking to him for like some few seconds, and suddenly he clothed off all the clothes. He take off all the clothes and give it to this man, and he went to his truck like terribly naked. And I was like surprised. I was proud because I give him like some money, and I was like, oh my God, this is, I give him like, oh, few pounds, and maybe he will be very happy. In other side, no. Another one, he saw that he has to give everything he has to this man. And this is a poverty. I need to be not attached to the worldly demands. And it's your choice also. The service. I think it's the first day after the group of Mississauga came, you remember what I said in the first time when we gather all in Aunt Maggie home, and I was asking only one question. If you need to be attached to the church, you have to serve in first. You can't be attached to Jesus Christ and to the church without any service. You have to serve, and you have to find yourself in the church by serving God. You are not serving people. You are not serving kids. No, you are not. You are serving God. Without any service, you are very far and away from the church and from the God, and obedience to do the will of God. When I open the Bible, when I read a lot of commandments, I have to do it, and I have to be fair with myself. I'm doing this. I'm doing what God exactly, His will, or no? That's why I have to do evaluation every day before go to sleep. I have to do evaluation to myself, what I did exactly in my life and during my day. And I have to remind myself, okay, when I was talking, for example, how I, the way of talk, or however had that, my thoughts, I have to think about what I thought before, or I judge some people else, or I was talking to someone, or I went to whatever, then I have to remind myself. They choose the virginity by themselves. And I was talking about the virginity, I talked before about virginity from a few minutes ago, that I give myself, my body now, as a treasure, I give my body to God. That's why I have to save myself. That's why I'm not, I was looking to, it's a gift from God that He gave me my body. And I have only to save myself, and I have to remember that God told me before, not the time only to give your body, for example, it's only in the marriage. After to be married, you have to give your body. Before, no. If you are going outside, for sure it's different. That's why I have to understand this. The problem is what? I have some lusts in my body. My body has lusts. I need to do, for example, which is normal, because I have energy and I have power. Then what I have to do? Then two things we have to do it in this. First one, for sure, keep yourself busy in all the time. Keep yourself busy with anything. Don't be lazy in first, and keep your busy all the time. Studying, the church, you have to do a lot of stuff, sports also too. The second is I have to pray a lot. I have to pray a lot. When I have, for example, to fast, like the after a week, we will start the Holy Lent, then I have to start to direct to fast. I have to train myself how to pray. The prayer, an ascetic. The ascetic is what the meaning of ascetic. And I have to stop, for example, for some foods. But it's not only because I my desire to eat. The problem is, I like to eat, for example, sushi. Then I have to stop eat sushi. If I like chocolate, I have to stop to eat chocolate. I have to stop a lot of things I have, in it's my desire, I like it. Then I train my body, and with prayer, I control my body. Again, my body is like a pig, and I have to control this animal, we can say. The history with the monasticism, it's found by Christ when he is teaching, because someone sent me a message before, like a month ago, is like Jesus Christ before teaching before about the monasticism or whatever. I told him yes, because he when he the first in the beginning when he went to the wilderness, and he in the beginning he prayed with by himself. He tried to pray and to like to be alone. That's why he teach us before about how to be alone in the wilderness. And he said also, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yeah, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. That's why he tried to push the people. If you need to go, for example, you have to go far from your family. And this is for, again, for the monks. In the other hand, or another side, I'm not attached to all the people. I don't want that someone, for example, I'm attached even by emotions, or maybe someone like I love him a lot and like him a lot, and drag me down. I have to know where I am now. For example, now in my university, and this time exactly, I have to understand exactly the steps, what I'm doing. I don't want to lose my time, for example, by a lot of other things. And no one dragged me down. I have to be up, and I'm attached to God all the time. That's why this is exactly what Jesus tried to teach us. Unfortunately, we have a problem in our life. The problem is we are in warfare. Why? It's a war between me and between the devil. And from the beginning, just after God created Adam and Eve, the devil tried to fight them. He needs before that Adam and Eve fell in the sin. And at the beginning, it was a fight. That's why the first one, what we have, it's the fight between me and between devil. The passions. What is the passions? The passions is a sickness of soul. The passions is a sickness of soul. And through the devil leads us astray. Then what I have to do? That again, I have to be perfect in my life on one line, and I have to, every time if some thoughts come to my mind, I have to remind myself, I have to stop this. When somebody come to me, especially in the confession, he told me, I fell in any sin. I told him the sin is beginning of the sin, it's come to you by thoughts, and you keep these thoughts through to your mind. It became the birds come to you and still and maybe live in your mind. That's why this is what I have to do. I have in first to stop thoughts, and to stop thoughts, I have to replace the bad thoughts by good thoughts. Saint Anthony is not far from us. He was a rich man and he really liked the word. But when he went to the church, he listened to the Bible only. When at first he listened to when he the gospel, he, when he said, "If you need to follow me, you have to sell everything. To follow me and to know me, you have to keep everything, the earthly thing, far from you." Then what he did, he liked a lot. To go away to the wilderness and to stay far from the word. Every time you listen to come to the church, this is my question. Every time I'm come to the church, I'm focusing with God during the liturgy or no? Again, when I come to the church, when, for example, the priest pray, who dwell in the highest and look up into the lowly? We try to fly with God with our mind and to see how is God in highest. When we say that the cherubim and the seraphim surround God, is someone imagine how is looking God in the heaven? Or we are listen only because we listen a lot to the liturgy, that's why it's coming like an habit. No way, I have in the liturgy, I have to think about what is exactly. When I'm looking to the bottom of God, I'm looking to Him because I need to take me in your bosom or no? That's why it's very important when I'm praying, I have to focus in my words, my prayers. And this is exactly what happened with Saint Anthony. Saint Anthony, he's not far from us. He was not a monk before. But he listened right to the gospel. There is three types of the monasticism. One is named eremetic, like Saint Anthony, when the life, like as a hermit, he was alone in the wilderness. Other one is chionibetic, like Saint Pachomius, and it's named Kononia. Kononia, like a small group go to the monastery together, and they do everything with everything in the monastery together. And the last one is the hydrodynamic, the monks or nuns pray together liturgy, but works and eat individual or a small group, which is not exist now in our Coptic church. It's only in Greek church. And Saint Bartholomew is the same one like as Saint Anthony. Saint Anthony institute the first kind of monk who is alone, is an hermit. He will be in the wilderness alone. But Saint Bartholomew was different. He instituted the first one, it would be like a community, to be like a koinonia. And koinonia, it's a Greek word, its name we have a communion, like a group, small group. He was in the in army, and he went to the prison, and he tried to lift his life. And after this, he was like really a person who attracted a lot of people. And when he was alone, then a lot of people came to him, and they need to go to be a monk like him. Then he instituted the first koinonia, and the second type of the monk, which is our monasticism, is to be a koinonia, or we can be a small group in the monastery, the community. I will tell you, I put this photo because I had a question when I went to the monastery of Saint Anthony. Exactly, I will tell you exactly. This is the beginning of the stairs and the mountain. And this is when we see it's around 1500 steps. We have stairs here, and here is the cave, and very small here. Like we have, if you want to go in to enter to the cave, you have to go by sight, because it's too small. And exactly after you finish like a walk for 2 minutes, you will find a small cave here, with small space to pray, and there is small altar. And I was asking myself, why Saint Anthony did this? He lived more than around 50 or 60 years in this cave, and why he chose to live in this cave? He can live, for example, at least in the wilderness. Okay, you need to live with God. But why you have to do like this? And I was asking this question to one hermit in the monastery, and he replied to me, because he was in the mountain, he lived in the mountain. He told me, I don't want anything from the life. I need only to live with God. I told him, okay, we can live, for example, in the wilderness. Why you have to go to the cave and inside small one, and you have to live all the time like this without anything? He told me, I need only to see the grace of God. And the grace of God, you can see it outside. Why you have to see inside that small cave? No, I have to. This is my argument. I tried to argue with him. Why? He told me, no. When you live the ascetic life, more you will taste the grace of God. When you taste, when you go through the fast and you fast right, when you are, you know why you are fasting, and when you see something you like it and you tell yourself, no, I'm not eating this now. And when you stop to eat, for example, until there is a mass, like by the end of the day, like 4 to 6 or 5 to 7, and after the mass you feel like something different, maybe it's cold because you didn't eat from a long time. But see after the grace of God. Our Christianity not depend on our efforts. Our Christianity, it's depend on the grace of God, what we receive it from God. We can't taste this until we go through this first. And this is exactly what I'm said. I need to go in first to pray because I need a help from God. I'm not strong. I'm not doing everything by myself, but I'm only depend everything on my Father. I desire to see Him exactly when I need, for example, I'm far away or I travel a lot and I need to go back to my family. I have the desire to see them. And exactly, in the world, I'm doing a lot of things. But by the end of the day, I need to go back again to my room to pray. I need to meet God. This is my desire. The problem that we... What was it? The problem that I'm always doing this. I'm always busy with my life, and I forget to talk to God. Jen, it's not working.
I'm not sure.
I will not take more than 5 minutes. Being a monastery and leading a monastic type life does not mean only that we go to live in a monastery. When God and Jesus Christ preach all the people, He didn't talk to a monk. He was talking to a single people and to married people and everybody. And He said, if you love your mother and father more than me, you are not worthy of me. And when Jesus said, if you don't take your cross and follow me, you are not worthy of me. Then what I have to do? What I have to do? What the meaning of virtues? The problem that we have some words in the Bible, and some word we have, again, it's like famous in our Coptic church, but we don't know about the meaning of, okay, I have virtue. Why I have to gain virtue? Why I have to be like this? It's only I have to imitate God. If God in the beginning, He create the man on His image, I have to be like Him. To imitate God, it's only I have to be perfect in my life. Perfect in my life, and if, for example, I have to know what I'm doing, in the right or wrong. That's why the virtue, not only for the monk, if I'm going to the monk because they are praying, for sure, they are praying because they are their monk, or you are priest, you have to pray. But it's not only our job, not only to pray. All the people, they have to pray. And I have to gain virtue in my life. For example, if I lie, then I know that the weakness point in my life, for example, I lie a lot. Then what I have to do? I have to work on this during, for example, the Holy Land. I attend a lot liturgy, and I pray a lot, for example, before go to sleep or in the morning or whatever. And I'm asking God to help me to stop lying. And when I try to lie, for example, during whatever, I lie, I try to remind myself, take care. I take a decision with God that I stop lie. Then, in first of all, what I have to do, and then I have to talk to God to help me. And this is what I gain a virtue, that I stop, for example. This is, we can say, a grace from God. The abstinence. What the meaning of abstinence? First of all, I have to listen to God. And as we talked before, when St. Anthony listened to the woman, when she was like swimming in the lake, And he told her how you are swimming here. And she told him, if you are a monk, you have to go inside the wilderness, not here. If I am in his place, I will tell this woman, for example, how you talk to me like this. I am a monk. But actually, Saint Anthony, no, he received it as a message from God. I have to listen to God all the time, all my life. For example, if you are studying, after 3 hours from or 2 hours from your study, open for 5 minutes and read a psalm. Or open the Bible and read a small paragraph. Not read all the chapter if you need, but if you need only small paragraph. Only I have to listen to God all the time. And the only difference between the monk and between us, it's only, we can say like this clothes, the black one. But inside us, there is a monk. It means what? If you need to go to your room and close your door and you pray for 10-15 minutes only and you do a matanya for God, you worship to God, you ask Him His help, you are a monk. If you open your Bible and read a small paragraph and to see what focusing, you are focused on what you are reading, you will see God. If you listen to some songs or hymns during driving or you're going, for example, to school by bus or whatever, you are a monk. If you attend the liturgy and you pray to God only that He help you, you are a monk. It's not necessary to go to the monastery. And I tell you something, the last story. Saint Macarius, he had thought before that he is the first one in the wilderness and he's like perfect than the people. Then he listened to God and God said to him, you know what? Go to Alexandria and you will see two ladies are perfect than you. The two ladies are perfect, more perfect than you. And he was like surprised. God, I am a monk and I am alone here in the wilderness and I'm talking to you and I'm praying to you all the time. How these two ladies are more perfect than me? And he went to Alexandria to see. Exactly, they live a simple life. A very simple life. They are two ladies and they are married. And they live all together, the four people in one house, with the kids also too. And what they are doing? In the morning, they prayed, they gathered all the family, and they pray all together. And then the two husbands go to the work. And both of them, they work, for example, in the home and the house and do something, some stuff. And also they help the kids all together. And they don't know who is the kid of who. And in the middle of the day, for example, only they open the Bible and read the Bible both together. And by the end of the day, when the husband comes, they eat together and they pray. It's only a simple life. It's nothing more. They didn't make anything else, for example, like Amba Macarius. Amba Macarius, for sure, I know that he was doing 100 matanyas. Maybe he was praying all the day. But these ladies are not doing, they didn't do anything more. This is only what God asks you, is only to be perfect with Him, to be honest with Him. It's only to be near from Him, to ask every time His help. Again, your efforts, for sure it's good, it's appreciated. But without grace from God, We can't do anything. We can't do anything. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Any question? There is any announcements? No, for yes. Have not that. For example, if you go to Catholic, the Catholic, they have another type, which is, yes, like the third one. It's different, but they have to go outside the monastery and they have to serve. That's why it's different from Orthodox to Greek to, for example, to Catholic. It's only a type. We have this in our Coptic Church to serve, for example, outside. The monks are for the monastery. And there is, I think, in Pope Carolus, there is a lot of monks outside for sure to serve outside in some churches and abroad Egypt. But Pope Carolus like send a message to all the monks to go back to their monastery. We have in Coptic only if you need to serve, you are a servant outside for with the people with in the world, like priests or servants. If you need to be a monk, you have to be a monk in the monastery only. That's why it's different types only between Greek, for example, Catholic. But all, the goal is what? I need to see God, and I need to reach the level of the heaven. That's it. Yeah.
They live in communion. Yeah.
It's a normal one. This is the one what we have. In the beginning, now in the Coptic Church, we have the Koinonia one, which is from Abba Pachomius type. If I need to be a monk, I have to go to the monastery first. And I have to live, for example, like few years. And after, if my desire to go outside the monastery, then I have to choose this by myself. Then I have to ask my spiritual father and my confession. The father of confession, I have to ask them, and they lead me to be outside, to be a hermit. And a hermit, it means that I will be alone in a cave or on a mountain or whatever, which is totally different. This is the second time what we have as Abba Antonius. Okay. Any question or any announcement? Nothing. Okay.